Toronto. The Ontario government is expected to provide an update today on the deployment of rapid antigen COVID-19 tests in the province. The update comes a day after the federal government said it will distribute 140 million rapid tests across the country this month, four times the amount handed out in December. On Wednesday, a number of stricter health measures, including widespread business closures and a temporary return to online schooling, took effect in Ontario. The province has also directed hospitals to pause non-urgent surgeries due to skyrocketing COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations. As well, a group of hospitals in the province urged pregnant people to get vaccinated against the virus, pointing to the recent hospitalization of several infants infected with COVID-19. Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children, McMaster Children's Hospital, the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario and Kingston Health Sciences Centre issued a joint statement Wednesday, saying six babies under the age of one had been admitted since mid-December. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 6, 2022. The Canadian Press.